Can I nominate the honorable, Mr. Talanga?
Yes.
I hereby nominate Mr. Honorable Binyai to be the acting chair.
Now, tell him thank you.
Can I nominate?
Can you please?
Can I continue?
Yes, you can continue now. Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. I just want to nominate member Evelyn Wilson from the DA for acting chairperson.
Noted, and thank you.
I was going to ask for further nominations. I see we have two members that have been nominated as acting chairperson, Mr. Munyai and Ms. Wilson. I will therefore, because there are two members, we will have to vote. Those in support of Mr. Munyai, can they please raise their hands or just indicate.
The person, sorry, before you continue, can I ask something, please?
Yes, sir.
I don't want it to be difficult today, but I want to ask if it's possible if we can use a secret ballot in this vote. I know we are on a Zoom platform, therefore the necessary equipment should be available if this meeting decided that it will be taking place with a secret ballot. I just want to put the matter on the table, please.
Ms. Matalamba?
Yes, ma'am.
I want to object to the proposal. We are on the visual. I think what you have said is proper, so that we can vote by show of hands or by indicating who we are voting for. But I want to support the name of Honorable Munyai to be the acting chair of our portfolio. Thank you.
Honorable Buyo,
secretary,
can I be recognized?
Hello, Dr. Tembekwayo. I'm sorry, I was on mute, I was still talking, and I was saying that we have two views on the platform, one which is saying that there must be a secret ballot, and the other which says we must continue. And members can indicate in the platform which member they support. What is what were you going to say, Dr. Timberborn?
To refrain from taking any decision pertaining to this matter. Thank you.
Your view is noted, but because we have two views about the secret ballot and those members who do not want the secret ballot, and therefore I will call for a vote. Those members who are saying we should have a secret ballot, can they please raise their hands on the platform? Thank you. I've noted three hands that want the vote to be a secret ballot. I will therefore call for those members who want the voting to be done on the Zoom platform. Can those members raise their hands? Thank you.
I'm raising my hand, Secretary, please don't forget me. My hand is up. I'm on the road, but my hand is up.
Your hand is noted, Mr. Sokacha.
And my hand is up also.
Yes, your hand is up on the platform. Thank you very much, members. We have three hands three members who wanted the vote to be. Can I ask members who have, who are still raising their hands to drop them, to lower their hands? Ms. Becker? Yes, thank you so much. I've noted three hands of members who wish to have a secret ballot, and I've noted five hands of members who wish that we can vote in the platform. We will therefore continue with voting in the platform. Thank you very much. I will therefore call for members, those members who support the nomination or the election of Mr. Munyai as the acting chairperson. Can those members please raise their hands? Thank you.
Please don't forget my hand. My hand is up, Secretary.
No, sir. Noted, and thank you. Can I have members who support Ms. Wilson to be the acting chairperson? Can those members please raise their hands on the platform? I've noted three hands, so there are five hands in support of Mr. Munyai, and there are three hands in support of Ms. Wilson, which means I will therefore, are there any objections on the nomination? It means Mr. Munyai has been nominated, has been elected as the acting chairperson. Are there any objections on this election? Can members who have objections please raise their hands? No objections. Thank you very much. Mr. Munyai, you are now elected as the acting. Ms. Wilson, I noticed you raised your hand. Do you want to say something?
Yes, please, Boyo, but let's just finalize this process and then I want to raise an issue. Thank you.
Okay, now take me to Mr. Van Staden, you want to say something or you also want to wait till we finalize the process?
No, let's finalize the process and I want to come in. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Van Staden. Okay, Mr. Munyai, you are now the acting chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Health. You will preside over the meetings until a chairperson is appointed. Congratulations. You can chair the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I want to thank all the parties for participating in this important democratic process. Our country is based on constitutional democracy, and I'm sure everyone has the right to vote the preferred person or to facilitate a session. So I'm very privileged, first and foremost, to be given this opportunity through a democratic process. On that note, I will facilitate the meeting. But before, honorable members, I welcome you all who have logged in into this important virtual meeting of our portfolio committee. Before we proceed, I would like to remind all members that this virtual meeting is deemed to be the precinct of parliament. And therefore consistent constitute a meeting of a committee of the National Assembly for official purpose only. In addition to the rules of virtual meeting, the rules of the National Assembly, including the rules of debate, will apply. Members enjoy the same powers and privileges that apply in the sitting of the National Assembly. Members should equally note that anything said in this meeting, in this virtual platform, is deemed to have been said to the House or may be ruled upon by the Chair. All members who have logged in shall be considered to be present in a meeting and are requested to mute all their microphones. And the only unmute when recognized to speak, please unmute your microphone and connect your video. However, if you have a challenge with the video, you should say so that we don't really have to disrupt yourself. Members may make use of the icons on the bar at the bottom of the screen, which has an option that allows them to a member to put up his or her own hand to raise a point of order. The secretariat will assist in alerting the chairperson to members requesting to speak. When using a virtual system, members are urged to refrain or disease from unnecessary or interjections. We shall now proceed with the business of the day. You are all now allowed to participate 100% in this potent meeting according to the proposed agenda. And I know earlier, honorable member, Honorable Wilson requested to speak, and as well as Honorable Fanfari. Accordingly, I'll allow Honorable Wilson to speak.
Recording in progress.
And I've also raised my hand.
Oh yes, Honorable Sheikh, you follow after Honorable Fanfari.
Good morning, Chairperson. Can you hear me?
Very well indeed. You may proceed, Honorable Wilson.
Thank you, Chairperson Munya. I'm very glad that you have just read the whole spiel that you have about with regards to the rules of Parliament, interjections, respecting people's rights, respecting debate. And I don't say this lightly, Mr. Munyai, but you are the one person who is the worst actor, and you now sit as the chair. So I am coming with a very, very respect that you of all people who have read them, who so often have made derogatory comments about the staff, about members in this sitting, who interject and who behave quite abysmally when you are in the meeting, please uphold your end of the bargain. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed for your comment. In a democratic country such as ours, any views is accepted, and of course you can reserve your concern and you raise them publicly, and I have no issue for objective criticism, and I think that helps to build a member. Thank you, Honorable Fanfari.
Thank you, Acting Chair. I'm a very good sportsman in politics and in sports as well, so I want to congratulate you on your election as Acting Chairperson of the Sports Fellow Committee of Health. This is a very important committee in Parliament currently in the health situation we have in our country, and I hope that you will succeed in your post, meanwhile, until we elect chairperson in full. So therefore, I want to congratulate you and all the best for your job so until the electing a chairperson.
Honorable Imam Sheikh.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Allow me to congratulate you on your election. But Chairperson, I want to make an appeal, and I have two requests. I think we all understand and appreciate that, yeah, we have a responsibility to hold the executive to account, and more importantly, for the health of our people in this country. And in light of that, I want to make a plea with you. First of all, I think that occasionally this committee must meet as a committee only, not inviting anybody, and spend at least an hour or so in our meeting just to deliberate on what we think we are achieving, the way we should, you know, where there are challenges and concerns, so that we could have the input from all members in terms of how we can contribute to that. And secondly, and most importantly, Chairperson, my problem is, we know what is happening in the country in terms of healthcare. We know what's happening with COVID-19. We have entities that many of us don't agree with the way they conduct themselves. There is conflicting reports in the media, in social media, creating so much of disinformation. I wanted to ask whether this committee can call the different role players to this committee. And when I say role players, I'm talking about people like SEPRA and the National Department of Health be on the one side, and on the other side, health experts who are giving us a completely different view on issues like ivermectin and many other things on the vaccines and whatever. So basically, I'm saying we can get from both sides their valuable information, and we could interrogate that and come to what we think is the best interest of the people we serve. I plead with the South. That is what I'm talking about. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Sokacha. You may proceed.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. As I've indicated that I'm on the road, but it will just be ordered, Chairperson, say on behalf of the African National Congress, we also would like to welcome you and say thank you very much, Chair. I know you are a seasoned honorable member. You know your responsibilities. You know how to lead. And we are very happy that
African
National Congress
thank you very much.
Honorable Gela.
Thank you very much, my acting chairperson, Malibongwe. Thank you very much for the opportunity. I just want to join Honorable Sokacha to congratulate you as our new acting chairperson. I fully have a confidence on you. I know that you are capable. You are a tested leader. You will do the job. As you know that currently we are faced by this pandemic, but I don't have doubt you are committed and we will support you. We are behind you as members of the portfolio committee. Thank you very much, President Malibongwe.
May I please allow honorable speakers from the ACDP.
Thank you, Chair. I also just want to add my voice to say we acknowledge and congratulate you, certainly on your appointment as acting chair. I want to also echo what Honorable Wilson has said, that we created an environment that will allow active participation, and I acknowledge your a reading of the rules as setting the stage for just that. Honorable Chair, I just want to also, in support of what was said by Honorable Sheikh Imam, that differing voices cannot be ignored, and there are differing voices currently within the medical fraternity, certainly, that are speaking opposite to what is seen as orthodox. So we would say the different voices that forms part of this democracy should certainly be heard by this committee, because it underscores the differing stance when it comes to the medical treatment, what is seen as the best protocol, those issues are affecting South Africans as a whole. And when our people are having differing views to what is certainly being funded by government, then we should, as a committee, interrogate those people that present differing views, and the department should be present to obviously as well provide you know, context to the challenging views that are being presented in social media and everywhere. So I just want to support that, and I think it is important that the committee gives a hearing to those. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Please allow Honorable Dr. Jack.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just for me to also follow up on congratulating you to your election. We know you're going to do good work, and we appreciate all the work you've done and what you'll be doing going forward. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much for the congratulatory remarks from all members of this portfolio committee. It is indeed a great honor to accept your congratulatory remarks in this spirit. And I can say without fear or favor, we'll hold executive accountable to the maintained. Without fear or favor, we'll invite every important organization or agency that require to appear before this portfolio committee. That will do as part of our collective task. And for those that feel uncomfortable by my nomination or by my election, such as the DA, I didn't expect very much indeed. I respect their views because I know they are opposed to every progressive thing, so policies and so on. So I didn't expect so much from them. But nonetheless, in a democratic situation, I got to respect their views and move forward, because I take their criticism as an objective one, which is aimed to be myself as a member. Thank you very much.
May we please order, Chair?
Yes, Honorable Wilson.
I think you see, this just was my very concern, Chairperson. And you just proved the point. We will respect you, certainly, as the Chairperson. You were democratically elected. But you have already taken the stance that we are going to oppose anything and everything, and that we are not progressive. Be careful where you're going with this, Acting Chairperson. You have just proved the very point that I was trying to stipulate at the beginning. You can't say things like that.
Thank you very much, Honorable Wilson. I think your point is considered with due respect, and your concern is very important. Remember, now that I'm voted as acting chair, as my tenure here, I'm going to serve all of you, regardless for those that did not agree with my nomination or my election. So thus far, we have gone past the election process. Let's proceed with the business of the day. May I please ask the secretary to read the next item so that we can proceed? This item, if you may raise the agenda here on the platform so that we may proceed. The second item on the agenda, honorable members, I will request that we consider adopting the minutes that were deferred, because I went through them last night and also this morning. I saw that the secretary effected all those issues that honorable members were concerned about. And I'm sure you all received that minute sent by the secretary. I would appreciate if we, you know, we may move for the adoption of the minister or set two sets of minutes that have been sent to a good cell without delay. You may do so by raising your hand and then in comment. Honorable Constadian.
Chairperson, thank you very much. I went through a minute of a full 4th of June, and what we said was, must be put in under point number 3 on page 2 was done. So I want to move for the adoption of the minutes of the 4th of June. And continue to the others, or we're going to one by one?
I suggest that we may do the method. We may do it a minute so that we don't mix up. Yeah, this one.
4th of June, I move for adoption of it.
May I please have the second? Honorable Geller.
Chairperson, I move to second to the approval of the minutes.
Thank you very much. The minutes are duly adopted. Thank you very much. Is there any objection to the adoption of the minutes? I don't see any hand there for the minutes are duly adopted.
The next is the minutes of the 17th of June
2020. I see the hand of Honorable Van Staden. It is the legacy hand of the new hand.
It's a new answer,
thank you. You may proceed.
I see that the minutes of the 17th of June is also corrected, like we discussed in the last meeting, under point number 5. According to me, it's 100% correct. I want to move for adoption of this minutes, please.
May I please have the seconder to Honorable Fransade? Member me by raising their hands.
Chair, it's Honorable Geller. I want to second the approval of the minutes.
Thank you very much. Is there any objection to the adoption of this minute? In the absence of objection, the minute therefore is duly approved or adopted. Thank you.
The next set is the minutes of the 21st of July 2020.
May I please have someone that would want to raise his or her hand to consider moving for the adoption of the minutes?
Chairperson, I move for the approval of the minutes.
May we please have the second from honorable member?
I second the adoption, Chair.
Thank you very much. Let's proceed. Actually, were all these the minutes or the
last minutes? The next minutes of the last minutes of the minutes of the 4th of August.
The 4th of August, may we please, Honorable Constadian.
I want to move for adoption of the minutes.
Thank you very much. May I please have the seconder?
I second, Chair, the approval of the minutes.
Is there any objection? There seems to be none, therefore the minutes is duly adopted. May we please proceed if there's any other steps, Secretary?
We are done with the minutes. Thank you.
I want to thank the members for really helping us to be in compliance, because good governance also requires that all sets of minutes must be attended, must be duly approved after the meeting. So may we may you flight the agenda again so that to recognize what the next item we need to go to. The last item will be the closing remarks. Honorable members, thank you very much for participating in this important meeting. The most critical way forward that we need to consider, we need to affirm that today we've been electing an active acting chairperson until the new chairperson is appointed. So I will do my work working together collectively with your sister. One of the key issues that I want the secretary to take forward is the issue of the oversight to all other affected areas as we have agreed. We know that we could not proceed previously as outlined because some members were not feeling well and some members were not available. So that task of making sure that indeed we proceed to go and conduct an oversight in Gauteng as well as in KZN, because there are areas that we need to focus on, to conduct an oversight on the area where the health institution or infrastructure would have been affected. These include, amongst others, the pharmacies in the malls which have been destroyed, the supply of the oxygen, because we want an uninterrupted supply of the much needed oxygen that we require in the hospitals, and as well as the making sure that the vaccine, to what extent that the vaccination program has been interrupted, because we want this program to indeed revive with strength so that more people get vaccination. On that note, the meeting stands adjourned. Thank you very much indeed for your participation. Thank you.
Recording stopped. Thank you.